Around 5 years ago, a grassroots support group started in Dayton to help people struggling with a loved one's addiction. It's called FOA, for Families of Addicts, and central to the group's mission is an effort to break down the stigma that often surrounds the opioid epidemic. For WYSO News, Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds attended an FOA meeting and has this story.
All right, you guys, so we're going to go ahead and start.
It's 7:30 on a Wednesday evening, and Lori Arian is hosting a meeting of the Dayton support group called Families of Addicts, or FOA. We're in a big room. Dozens of people are sitting at folding tables. Most have come to find help for themselves or to figure out how to help a loved one struggling with addiction. The rest are addicts in recovery. Arian opens the meeting with a story about why she founded FOA.
I started FOA as a result of having my own recovery experience and then finding out that my daughter was using heroin.
During the meeting, people stand up to share their own stories or to offer their services. There are addiction counselors from various rehab centers and programs. Some of them are professionals, some are volunteers who are in recovery themselves. There are service providers that can help people fill out insurance paperwork or access Narcan, a drug used to reverse an overdose. At tonight's meeting, there's a public health van out front offering HIV testing, and inside, there's a table where people can get fentanyl test strips, which help prevent accidental overdoses. A lot of people at the meeting identify themselves as grandparents who are raising grandchildren because of addiction. One of them is Paul Bertke, who goes by the nickname Buck. He says his stepdaughter has been using drugs since she was a teenager. She's 30 now and just completed detox, again. Buck and his wife are raising three of his stepdaughter's children. He says the oldest of the children, who is still in grade school, has seen a lot.
My granddaughter, her dad, he overdosed, so and he died. So they don't have a dad anymore. She's only 10 years old. We have put her through counseling and so forth, but that's always there.
Buck says it's hard to speak with young children about addiction, but they usually know more than adults think they do, especially when they've seen adults overdose and be arrested. And he tells me that helping relatives with addiction issues is tough because it's often trial and error. Most attendees agree. They say there's no one-size-fits-all approach to helping a loved one, and it's hard to find a balance between helping and enabling. But they also agree that there are a lot of resources out there. The real trick, they say, is matching a person in recovery to the right resource, the one that will help that person stay sober. That's what appears to be happening with one brother and sister at this meeting.
My name's Tiffany. I've been in recovery now. My clean date is 6 months and 14 days.
Tiffany shares some difficult stories. She says she's overdosed multiple times, had friends die, and did 2 stints in prison. But she finally sought help for her addiction. Then she started documenting her recovery on social media, which inspired her little brother.
He kept on telling me on Facebook, "I'm so proud of you. I want what you have. You know, I look up to you." And he's never looked up to me. We've always struggled in our addictions, and we always got high together, but we never got sober together.
Tiffany spoke to the woman who runs the sober living house where she's been staying, and they were able to arrange a room for her brother, Jeremy. Then they drove over 2 hours to pick him up and bring him back. Jeremy says he's happy to be under the same roof as his sister again and to be sober.
I thank God every day when I wake up, because I look at her like she saved my life, for real. She really did. Like, I came up here weighing like 115. I'm weighing 154 now. You know, in 31 days, I gained that much more weight.
Like Tiffany and Jeremy, most people at FOA are open and vocal about their struggles. FOA is not an anonymous group, and that was by design. FOA founder Lori Arian says she had an epiphany after watching a documentary about addiction and recovery.
In that movie, it talked about the 23 million people in long-term recovery that aren't saying anything. And I thought, well, I'm one of those people. That is that aha moment I had when I was like, yeah, we need to be talking about this.
While the rate of overdose death in Dayton recently declined, the opioid epidemic shows no signs of letting up. Across the country, more than 70,000 people died of an overdose last year. That's an unprecedented number. FOA has a big goal for 2019. They plan to start a phone hotline that will link people touched by addiction to the services they need. And they're hoping that hotline will save lives. For WYSO News, I'm Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds.
For more about FOA, Families of Addicts, and to see photos from the meeting, visit our website, wyso.org.